Colobus Corner. Welcome to Colobus Corner at the far corner of Monkey Valley. This is one of four audio description tracks within Monkey Valley. Here we'll find out a little bit about the colobus and their habits. There's a three-dimensional sculpture which we'll describe and a freestanding panel where visitors of all ages can learn to translate colobus speak, deciphering what some of the monkeys' clicks and grunts really mean. We'll start with the sculpture, which stands on an area of rubberized matting. It's in the centre, so you can walk all around it. The sculpture stands to just above waist height and shows a group of three colobus monkeys, a male, a female and a baby. At the top, the male is sitting on a sloping branch with one four-fingered hand, his left hand resting on it. You can feel the distinctive bumps on his head and his little ears which sit just behind the white hair that fringes his face. The curve of his back defines this side of the sculpture and the long white hair of his mantle flicks over his left shoulder. Sitting on a branch a little lower down with her head close to his belly is a female. She hugs a baby colobus to her, distinctive with its completely white fur. His little pink face is directly beneath hers and she holds her arms down either side of the baby's thin body to create a kind of protective hollow. Further down, the impressive white tuft of the male's tail wraps around the base of the sculpture, the bold curves of white hair standing out against the dark green foliage. Colobus monkeys live in troops of about 5 to 10 animals with a dominant male, several females, and their young. Some groups will temporarily have multiple males, but they leave once they have matured. The females, however, remain with their birth group for their entire life. Each troop has a well-defined territory, which is defended from other groups. Adult troop members, especially males, make croaking roars that can be heard resonating throughout the forest. There's no distinct breeding season, and a female will give birth, on average, once every 20 months. Newborns have a pink face and are covered with white fur. At about 1 month, they gradually begin to change colour, becoming first ash grey and finally gaining the black and white adult coloration at about 3 months. Infants are carried on their mother's abdomen, where they cling to her fur. As they mature, they spend a lot of time playing with their mother and certain other adults. Once they reach 7 months, they begin playing with juveniles. The games exercise their bodies, and as they get older, these develop into wrestling matches and mock displays. You may have heard the monkeys making various noises as you've walked around Monkey Valley, but do you know what they mean? A listening station here in Colobus Corner allows visitors to hear those sounds. Visitors can listen to these through headphones so they don't disturb the real monkeys. We've reproduced those sounds on this audio guide, but please make sure you also listen on headphones and not on speaker. Colobus often make this clicking sound. This can mean, "Go away, this leaf is mine." A grunt like this is normally friendly and can mean different things like, "Ooh, something's going on," or even, "Hello." This roar warns of danger. The sound changes depending on where the danger is from, a hungry eagle above or a leopard below. Other signals are physical rather than verbal. When bossing others around, colobus give a quick, sharp tug on their fur or ear. When angry or defensive, colobus open their mouths wide, baring their sharp teeth. There are three other audio tracks around Monkey Valley. One describes the Colobus House, a large wooden structure which runs alongside the walkthrough enclosure. One describes a walkthrough experience where visitors can go inside the enclosure, and another is about the amazing architecture of this historic enclosure.